Hey, it's Nicola. The Sunshine Coast property market is continuing on an upward trend, according to a new report by a leading property analyst. Terry Ryder's report, called the Sunshine Coast Australia's most compelling growth story, highlights the top performing suburbs in the past year. Not surprisingly, Sunshine Beach was the standout performer, where the housing market is up 37%. It's also the only suburb to experience double-digit growth in unit prices, up 14% to an average of $700,000. Other top performing suburbs were Twin Waters, Doonan and Wattulla, the strong growth being put down to the big spending happening on infrastructure here. The member for Maroochydore has again asked the state's transport minister to rule out the potential for more high-rise development on Malulabar Spit. It was revealed earlier this month that the state government is exploring options for an integrated resort development at the end of the Spit. The planning scheme allows for a height restriction there of 8.5 metres. Fiona Simpson says high-rise should be ruled out at the site and it should instead be opened up to provide more public access.
It is wrong to have more high-rise on Malulabar Spit, but particularly the end of Malulabar Spit, in this government precinct on Crown land. I'm calling on the state Labor government to reject this. They should never have put out to tender a consultancy to even look at this question.
Tony Wellington is hoping to serve another term as Mayor of Noosa. Mr Wellington announcing that he intends to run for re-election to the top job in next year's local government elections. And it's a week on today since three masked gunmen stormed the pokey room at Caloundra's CBX Hotel. They kept a security officer and seven patrons at bay before stealing cash and fleeing in a black Mitsubishi sedan. Police are again pleading for anyone who has information which may identify the offenders to come forward or make an anonymous report through Crime Stoppers.